Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own.
Good day, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
Go black friend.
And this is the new and improved Fat and Black Connection.
Yes, sir. We are multi-platform, baby.
That's right. You can see us now on Facebook Live. Where else, James?
Looks like YouTube is up.
Yeah, where else, Mark? I believe we're on Twitter right now, too. Oh, so we are multi-platform. We've got some backgrounds going on. We've got the nice little intro countdown.
Check it real quick. I get on YouTube, it has a Fat and Black Connection live broadcast going on right now on YouTube. So we in there.
Right on.
We've been trying to do this.
So. Yeah, so we're trying some new stuff out. Facebook kind of forced our hand. We had been going exclusively through Facebook Live, pretty much since we started this show back in March. But you know, they forced our hand because they're having issues and they've been having issues. So we had
Meta.
So we had to figure out a new way to handle this situation, and we've done that by going through a third party company called Restream. So hopefully this works out for everyone enjoying. I know we've got some viewers on,
it looks like back.
On Facebook. So start sending us messages because we're still testing this software out, and we need to see. You know, Steven, shout us a hello because I'm sure you're there. Chris or whoever is out there, our damn Brian, send us some messages so we can make sure they're popping up the way that we want them to. But until then, this is a little bit exciting. You know, it's nice to try out new things to see what's out there. And you know, yeah, ideally this was not the way we wanted to do it. We didn't want to just, all right, let's go. We wanted to have some time to test it and play with it, but like I said,
Steven,
Facebook
says this is the way a lot of streamers are going now. So
yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I mean, Facebook kind of forced our hands. So, so let's go. As always, welcome to the show. It is live and interactive. Send us your comments, your thoughts, everything, because this show is only as enjoyable for us as it is for you. Well, that's a lie. Well, I enjoy doing this whether you do or not. So
I was about to say, like, it don't matter.
I had to catch myself there because I don't want people to get misconception that we're doing this for someone other than ourselves.
This is actually, it seems a lot more user-friendly. There's more stuff that we can do back there and everything else. So I like the backgrounds. We can drop some stuff in. So this is nice. I like this. So Merry Christmas, everybody. We got about a week left, a little more than a week left we got a little more than a week left till Christmas Day. Mark's just playing now, so it's like it's a new toy. We gotta see what's out, see what's up there.
Yeah, exactly.
Has everybody been? Have you been listening to Christmas music? Or
I personally haven't spent that much time really listening to any Christmas music. I work from home, and so I don't. Because of that, I'm not really driving, so I'm not really hearing the audio in a car. For me, I enjoy Christmas music, but I'm not going out of my way to try and listen to it, I guess. I'll put it that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I've been listening to it pretty much everywhere. I have, you know, I have a whole playlist on my phone, adding stuff. I've been adding stuff like past few days, different albums that I've come across and stuff like that, that I like. I've been, I have like in the car, three different stations going. I got at home, I got the apps. I got some apps that, so I can listen through my Bluetooth speakers and stuff like that when I'm getting ready in the morning, getting out of the house. So, favorite Christmas song. It's hard. I like that one. I have that one for sure. Donde está Santa Claus? Yeah, I have that one for sure. I have a couple different versions of that one.
But for me, my favorite Christmas song is always going to be the standard Little Drummer Boy. But a fantastic version is Bing Crosby with
David Bowie.
David Bowie, yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard? I like Pentatonics. Their Christmas stuff. They have a new one. I don't know if you know about that. They have a new one called Evergreen that just came out not too long ago. Of course they do.
They come out with a new Christmas song album like, every year. It seems like.
Yeah, it's not my favorite one. It's not my favorite one, but it's pretty good. I just downloaded that one.
I'm sure it's just fine. I have no hate towards Pentatonics.
I don't hate them either. I'm just saying I think it's just not as good as some of their others.
Yeah, I'm kind of over Pentatonics, to be honest. I was all about the sing-off. So for those of you that don't know, Pentatonics got their start on the sing-off, which was a acapella competition. And I'm a huge fan of acapella music. I love acapella music. I always have. James and I, we were actually a part of an acapella group for a hot minute with a couple of friends back in the day. And so I love acapella music, but I feel like Pentatonics has kind of just gone much further than they needed to. And then, you know, if you
flooded the market.
Yeah. And there's the downside to acapella music, frankly, is always the fact that you've basically got to spend your entire career doing cover songs because people don't seem to enjoy original acapella songs. And there are some, I mean, there are some
they've done some original stuff that I've actually, some of their original stuff I really enjoy.
Yeah, but that's not what they're known for, right? They're known for their covers and stuff like that. So I think that's where, I don't know. I think that's where it kind of gets a little annoying over time.
Yeah, I feel you. One of the things I do like about them is that they change it up. I mean, they're using their voices and everything. So, acapella. So they change up the style of the song. So I kind of like that. So, with most of the songs, they've put a new spin on it.
Yeah, I would agree with you. They do a good job of taking something and making it somewhat their own. Yeah. And Steven, calling out Carol the Bells. I love Carol the Bells.
Oh,
So I do have to say that I would say that Pentatonics, since we're talking about them, I think that they are on par from a Christmas standpoint with Mannheim Steamroller. If you know who that is, and Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh yeah.
Those are two groups that they are known for. They're Christmas jams, right?
Yeah, and Trans-Siberian apparently is like a huge. Actually, Mannheim Steamroller is going to be out here, the Orleans. But yeah, no, I heard like Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Like a buddy of mine went to go see them. I guess a few years back when they were in Oakland or San Jose or something like that, and that's a huge production.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and you know that's. Like I said, for me, I think Pentatonics is getting themselves on a level where when you think about a Christmas band or, you know, when you really think about Christmas music, I always think Pentatonics now because they every year pretty much they've come out with a new Christmas album. But for me, I love Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I love Mannheim Steamroller. I love what they do with Christmas songs. My favorite jam, Christmas Eve / Sarajevo.
Oh, yes. Yes. That is the one.
So And Steven calling out TSO as well. Must see live show. So I agree.
Do you remember Ken ruining Christmas songs for us? Back at Who? FedEx.
Ken. Oh, yes. Yeah, we had a coworker that should not be singing. Nice guy, but he definitely ruined Christmas songs on the rig. So Mary, did you know? Debbie calls out, Mary, did you know? I had never heard that song until I heard Pentatonix do it.
I've heard it before, but that's a good version of it.
Yes. I went and looked for a couple different versions after hearing that one.
It's not the same.
No, and theirs is really good. So,
oh no, that's on a different level. The reason that I was bringing up the Christmas songs is because I have found myself listening, and you know, there's a number of standards. And then there is, so Please Come Home for Christmas is one of the songs that I really enjoy. But the problem is I think people are singing. Well, I just personally feel that there's a number of artists that are singing it incorrectly. Because the song starts off, bells will be ringing. And then some people say sad, sad news. Some people say glad, glad news. I think glad, glad news is actually the right way because bells will be ringing the sad, sad news. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, bells ring at funerals.
Yes, I understand that. But this is Christmas Day that they're talking about. Christmas bells aren't going to be ringing sad news. That is a joyous day. I mean, in most cases. But like, even if you're hearing the bells, I don't understand, like on Christmas Day, how they could even be sad. How, like, if you're hearing the bells on Christmas Day, I don't understand how it could be sad, sad news. Bells will be ringing the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. And for me, glad, glad news makes sense because then it's bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. It's that separation of the good and the bad instead of having bad on top of bad.
Okay. Well, I mean, the original version was by Please Come Home for Christmas was by Charles Brown
back in 1960. And he says glad, glad news.
Yeah. So yes. I would say that if we're to go off of the intent of what the song is supposed to be by the originator, then it's glad, glad news.
Yes. Cause I actually spent a little while yesterday going through and listening to a bunch of different versions of the song. And so the ones that actually, in my opinion, like I said, sing it correctly. Of course, we got Charles Brown, Kelly Clarkson, John Bon Jovi, Aaron Neville, Pat Benatar, B.B. King, God Legend. Hanson has a version of it. And so, like, I was just like, man, who else? A lot of other people sing it wrong. And I was actually kind of sad because, like, you know, CeeLo Green sings it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then 98 Degrees, which had their version's not bad, but you know, they also sing it wrong. So I'm just saying. Oh man. But anyways, yeah, so let's see. I like different genres. Yeah, no, different genres of Christian music have been dope. I've heard actually going back to Pentatonix. They actually have a version of 12 Days of Christmas that is, they do different stuff on it. So like when they start getting towards the end, they change up the style. So it's like one's kind of almost a techno beat. They kind of do some like kind of reggae type beats with it too. So it's interesting to see. And then, but actually, one of my favorite songs right now is by a group called Straight No Chaser. They're not, they're another a cappella group. They've done Christmas albums pretty much on the regular. And they actually have, they have a recorded version and a live version of 12 Days of Christmas. Their live version is amazing. The recorded version sounds, I don't know, it's something about that just, it just, it's, it seems almost more of spur of the moment. On the recorded version, it's like, it seems, it's very prepared. So I just, I really like the live version. And I just found out I have a remix of their 12 Days of Christmas, which is also pretty funny too, which came out. That group is Straight No Chaser.
Yes, Straight No Chaser is a great a cappella group as well. I forget which college they were originally based out of.
Illinois. I know they're, I don't, I know it's, they're from Illinois. Or Indiana. No, not Illinois. Indiana. I'm sorry. Indiana.
Steven calls out reggae Christmas music. I don't think I can think of any reggae Christmas music that I've personally...
The one that I could think of is what's his name? Jimmy Buffett has a
has Christmas a silver... in Paradise.
No, it's he has a Mele Kalikimaka, which is his version is the one that I really like.
So it's a Hawaiian then... song done reggae.
No, I'm just saying that's just no. He has his Jingle Bells is more has kind of a reggae. Has a reggae beat to it. And actually, I just bought tickets to go see Straight No Chaser. They're going to
be performing in Vegas.
Yeah. They're going to be at the Smith Center out here. So I was like, oh, I've wanted to see them. And so I just, they came up on my Pandora. So I was like, okay, see how much tickets are. And I decided I'm going to go.
So since we're talking about Christmas, there was a couple things I wanted to bring up. One, today or last night was the first big snowfall here in Reno.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. So this morning went outside and I had almost 2 inches, I would say, of fresh powder. That of course I had to break out the shovel and get the sidewalk cleared off. The annoying part about this. Right. The annoying part about this is that today is the day that I am scheduled to go get my snow tires put on. And so it's like, really,
that could be annoying.
Really? Yeah. This couldn't have been a week from now or tomorrow or yesterday, but right now. So hopefully it'll warm up enough that the roads will be clear enough for me to drive over, you know, to get my snow tires put on.
Because you live in a HOA, do they have their own, do they come shovel, they take care of the streets though, right?
We actually live on city streets. They're not like private. So, we had some plows going through the neighborhood earlier this morning and the roads look pretty good already. So, I'm not too worried. My appointment's, I think, at 4 o'clock this evening. So, but going along with that whole feeling of snow and Christmas and all of that stuff, I wanted to talk about some traditions, Christmas traditions, if you will, and where they came from. And this is directly from history.com, who you can trust is a reliable source of information.
Except when they do drug history. Those are hilarious.
Isn't that done through Comedy Central?
I've seen it on History Channel.
Oh, I thought that was on.
It might be through Comedy Central, but I've seen some stuff. I guess, or maybe History Channel reposted or something. I don't know.
Maybe. So first and foremost, of course, let's talk about Christmas trees. So Christmas trees decorated date back to Germany in the Middle Ages, with German and other European settlers popularizing Christmas trees in America by the 19th century. First U.S. Christmas tree lot was owned in New York by a woodsman named Mark Carr in 1851. Some of the history there. What else do we got? We got the Christmas pickle. Do you want to hear about the Christmas pickle?
I've never even what Christmas pickle. Stephen asked about. Stephen asked about the snow tires, and pretty much yes, you do. You keep your old tires, right? And then you just put them back on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got to remember there's a difference between your wheel and your tire, right? And so some people just have tires. And so every year they have the tire swapped onto the wheel, which costs you more money. So what we've done is we have two complete sets. One set for the winter where it's tire and wheel, and then another complete set that's the rest of the year. And the nice thing is that you're allowed to have them on for basically 6 months up here. Where we could have had them on as early as October, and we can have them on through April. And so it's nice because you're pretty much guaranteeing to get your tires rotated twice a year, right?
Yeah.
You're guaranteeing that you're only putting half as much work on a set of tires per year. And so,
that's true too.
So when you think about it, you end up getting about the same amount of usage over the life of the tire as you would. It's just prolonged because you're using it half the time.
Yeah.
So it is expensive that first time out, of course, to buy your first set of snow tires, your first set of wheels.
Yeah.
But overall, I will tell you, you know, we bought four wheel drive vehicles after we moved up here. And the main reason is because when you're driving over the pass, over 80 into California, for example, if you have snow tires with four-wheel drive, you do not have to put chains on.
Yep.
But if you only have four-wheel drive or you only have snow tires, then you still have to put chains on.
Even all-season tires?
Correct. Hmm. Yeah, to go over the pass, you have to specifically have snow tires with four-wheel drive or put chains on. So to me, there was a lot of value in it because at the time we still had a lot of family and friends and stuff in California that we were going to see, where now we don't have so many. So, you know, it's not as imperative, but they come in handy. And the snow tires absolutely come in handy because while it doesn't snow a ton here, when it does snow, it's enough to make them.
I know. When we were out in Dayton, man, that got sketch.
Yeah,
because I would go up to the movie theater before work or whatnot. Yeah, that parking lot up there at the Galaxy could be might sketch. It actually snowed one night when I was in the movie, and I was like, no.
Yeah. So getting back on the pickle, so
yeah,
if there's a pickle among your snowman angel or reindeer ornaments, you're likely taking part in American tradition of hiding the green ornament on the tree so that the first child to find it wins a gift or gets to open the first present on Christmas morning. The practice's origins are a bit murky, but likely it grew from a Woolworth's marketing gimmick from the late 1800s when the retailer received imported green ornaments shaped like a pickle and needed a sales pitch. So
that sounds like what you call them, the ointment salesman. I got a pick. You know, he comes into town. Hey guys, something for you.
Are you talking about like snake oil?
Yeah, he comes into town. I got to sell this. How do I sell it to these people?
These rubes.
Yeah, a real Music Man situation.
All right, so gingerbread houses.
Gingerbread houses, okay.
Although Queen Elizabeth I gets credit for the early decorating of gingerbread cookies, once again, it's the Germans who lay claim to starting the gingerbread house tradition. And when the German Brothers Grimm wrote Hansel and Gretel, a new holiday tradition was born. Today, the edible decorations are available in a slew of pre-packed kits.
So, yes, they are.
So you've got the Brothers Grimm to blame for gingerbread houses.
Oh, for Hansel and Gretel, huh?
Yep.
It's interesting. I like that. But no, because I used to, because I've seen this year, I've seen more and more. They have a gingerbread village. It's small. They're like small little houses. And then there's like the gingerbread. There's the traditional gingerbread houses. And they now like Sour Patch Kids has one, and I think Nerds had one. So like all these companies are coming out with their own gingerbread houses with their little candies and stuff attached to them. I haven't tried them, so I don't know if they're any good. But yeah.
All right.
I haven't done a gingerbread house since I was a kid.
I mean, you're still a child at heart, so that's okay.
That's true. I could do one. I was actually thinking about getting one. So I was like, I don't have time for this right now.
So here's one of everyone's, of course, Christmas favorites. The making of fruitcake.
Okay. Now, why does everybody hate on fruitcake so much? I guess maybe because I've never had fruitcake. So...
you know what? I don't like... I've had fruitcake once. I will never have it again. I don't... I think it's a terrible, terrible thing. And you know what? I don't even want to talk about it anymore. So let's move on. That's how strongly I feel about it, that I don't even want to talk anymore.
I think Hostess, I think Hostess comes out with one of those prepackaged fruitcakes, and I think that's the one I had. So that wasn't, I haven't seen them, so I'm guessing that might be why I haven't seen them, because people don't like them. But oh, new background.
Yep.
New background alert.
Yep, trying it out, testing stuff out. So
yeah. Tyrus says he got caught in a snowstorm in the Donner area. That's not a good sign. Yeah.
In June.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, you got to read the whole thing because not everybody out there that's watching or listening right now.
Can oh, he's going to get comment. The whole thing? Yeah, no. Yeah. In June.
So Tyrus said, I got caught in a snowstorm in the Donner area, and it went well through Lake Tahoe a few years ago in June, leaving Reno after my goddaughter's graduation. Never again. Snow is evil. But I had a Durango with all-wheel drive. The police let me through and turned folks away about 10 minutes after I drove through.
Okay.
Well, it looks like you just had lucky timing. So
yeah,
good on you.
Snowstorm. Bro, what? In June?
That it especially it, up there though, you got to remember
that elevation.
Yeah, Tahoe's another 3,000 plus feet up above where I am, 4,000 almost. So, because I'm at 4,500 feet.
Hey, how's that? It's kind of random, but is that area kind of recovering? I know the fires came through when the fires came there.
Yeah, I would say the community really came together down in. You know, the Minden, Gardnerville, Douglas County area to help support and really try to drum up business for the businesses down there. You know, tons of people lost their homes. It's no joke. But yeah, I would say overall it's getting better day in day, you know, for those that at least had insurance.
Yeah. I hope they did. Cause that, yeah.
So last one to talk about for a Christmas tradition is a visit from St. Nicholas.
Santa Claus.
Best known as The Night Before Christmas, the reading of this classic poem by Clement Moore is an American holiday tradition believed to have been written on Christmas Eve, 1822. The New Yorker is said to have been the inspiration. No, he was a New Yorker. He was from New York.
Oh. I thought it was
is said to have been inspired by his sleigh ride home. And according to the U.S. Library of Congress, Clement was a professor at General Theology Seminary in Manhattan. He was embarrassed by the work, which was made public without his knowledge in December of 1823. So he didn't even, he wrote the poem and somebody
published it out without... there. Hey, I saw this poem and I'm going to put it out there. What?
So the concept of Saint Nick coming for a visit didn't exist prior to that poem. There was no Santa Claus showing up at your house.
Oh. And then Coca-Cola ran with it.
Well, that the Santa we know today is because of Coca-Cola. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, in concert with Macy's, of course.
Oh yeah. Actually, speaking of which, the past couple years, I'll be doing another live reading this year on Christmas Eve of Night Before Christmas.
We should do it through here. We should, you know.
We could. That would.
Yeah.
We could. We could do it prior. We could do that. We could on the show. I got to do it the night of. So, I mean, maybe we can, because I would party the night of. So maybe we can do it through the phone. Is there an app for this?
I don't know. Probably.
We'll see. If there's an app, that'd be awesome, because then we do it through there on the app. Because, like I said, I'm going to be at a party, so I'm going to be doing it live. Live in front of people, and then on book, hopefully live.
Because the people that are watching us right now aren't people. Live.
No, I'm talking about, and like, there's going to be people in the room.
No, I get there's it. I mean, our audience, our audience here at Fat and Black is not good enough for you. You need.
Nah, that's why I'm telling them that I'm going to be doing a live version of the book.
Uh-huh.
You should get, the book?
The night before Christmas?
Yeah.
No. I can find the dialogue anywhere on the internet. I don't need a book for it. I don't need to pay somebody for the script. I can find it for free.
It's just fun to have the book.
There's this amazing thing out there called the World Wide Web, and it harnesses the ability at your fingertips to find just about anything you want. It's quite amazing.
I'm done with you.
So we're kind of doing the show a little backwards. Normally we cover topics since our last episode up front, but we wanted to talk about Christmas and talk about snow and talk about all that kind of fun stuff. But now is the moment.
Get back to it.
To kind of talk about some of the stuff that either we've covered recently or that has come up since our last episode. So we talked a little bit about Secrets of Heritage House and how you will be participating in Secrets of Heritage House. You've joined the cast. So congratulations there. For those of you that have been enjoying Secrets of Heritage House, please, you know, there's another podcast out there called First Episode Of, where the producer and audio engineer for the show were interviewed, and they talk about how Secrets of Heritage House came to be and how they make the show and everything. It's going to be very interesting. It just aired on the 12th, so 2 days ago on Sunday.
Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out.
It is available out there, so please go check it out and give it a shot. I posted a interesting image that shows, you know, we're a couple of nerds. Let's be honest, we're comic book nerds, we're sci-fi nerds, we are what we are. But 2022 is
loaded.
Is going to be a huge year. And so,
loaded.
So what I'd like to do is I would like to call out each of the items on this grid, and I want you to just give me a 1 to 10 on what your feel is for it. Okay.
I give me a second. I need to just pull this up because I need to like follow along with you here.
Fair enough. So, Debbie gives you a congratulations, by the way, for joining Secrets of Heritage House.
Yes, thank you, Debbie. Thank you. Okay, go.
All right, here we go. So, and Steven also calls out about the turkey leg. The reason why you really backed out was because you didn't have a live audience in front of you. That makes sense, Steven. Good call. I think that is a very smart. And
that wrong. Anyways, let's go.
All right. So scale from 1 to 10.
Okay.
Nothing else. I don't need no jibba jabba. Just give me the 1 to 10. Okay.
Okay.
Morbius.
9.
Uncharted.
9.
The Batman.
6.
Secrets of Dumbledore, which is the new Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, if I get caught, if I need to get caught up with everything, but so I'll put that at a 5 for now.
Okay. Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Yes, I will. I'm going to give that one an 8.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
10.
Top Gun Maverick.
I'll see it. Let's go 8.
Wow. You're okay. John Wick 4.
I have not seen the others, so I need to see the others, and then I will see John Wick 4. So as of now, it's like it's low, like a 4.
Okay. DC's League of Super Pets.
No, just 1.
Okay.
I have no real interest.
Jurassic World Dominion?
10. Yes, okay. that's 10. If you haven't seen the there's a trailer out. I don't even a trailer. It's the stuff I think they showed at the beginning of Fast and Furious 9 on IMAX. So if you that's on YouTube, check out. It's dope.
Disney Pixar's Lightyear.
Yeah, no, that's gonna be a 10 for sure.
Thor: Love and Thunder.
10.
Black Adam.
As of now, I'm around a 5.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse 2.
Oh, that's a 10.
The Flash.
Again, 5.
Wakanda Forever.
10.
Avatar 2.
No, that's definitely a 10. I got to find an IMAX theater to watch that in.
The Guardians of the Galaxy's holiday special.
That's going to be Disney Plus.
I believe it is going to be a Disney Plus exclusive.
Yeah, so I mean, I'll watch it for sure. So I'll give that I'll give it 10 because I will watch it.
Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm gonna give that one a
Secret Invasion.
Disney Plus.
It will be on Disney Plus. Yeah, it's gonna be a series.
So I'll watch it. So I mean, I'll give that one an 8.
Mick Marvel.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got to read the comment. So a friend of the show, Gary, wrote a comment after seeing this post, and he said, "Okay, what the hell is Mick Marvel? Did Ronald open a store in Wakanda? One day he ate a cheeseburger seasoned with a special flour, and oh snaps, he became Mick Marvel. With his trusty bucket of hot grease, he burns the competition and takes down evil kings everywhere. Even little redhead girls fun in fear of this clown." I assume it's run in fear of this clown. So, Mick Marvel, are you excited to see that one?
Yeah, Mick Marvel. Okay. But yeah, no, I'm actually interested to see Ms. Marvel. There's been a lot of buzz around that show. So
I am more interested to see Mick Marvel than I am Ms. Marvel.
I don't know. I think little redhead girls might come hard on them though. Cause man, like when have you actually real quick on a side note, have you seen Wendy's Twitter? They roast brutal. People on that.
Oh,
they
yeah.
roast people so hard on that Twitter page.
All day.
Oh,
She-Hulk.
Yeah, actually, I'm excited to see that because I heard actually, what's his name? Bruce Banner. Well, I can't remember his name right now.
Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo. What's his name? Mark Ruffalo is going to be in there. So I'm actually kind of interested to see that.
So you're not excited to see She-Hulk. You're excited to see Mark Ruffalo in She-Hulk.
Well, because I want to know how – I want to see how that whole thing goes down. Like, because I think they're supposed to be cousins or something like that. Or they're related somehow.
Moon Knight.
Yeah. Yeah. Oscar Isaac. I like that guy.
1 to 10?
Oh, sorry. That's a 10. She-Hulk's a 10, too.
Okay. Star Wars Andor?
What is that?
That'll be a Disney Plus show.
No, I'm saying I don't even even know what that is.
You don't know what Andor is?
Nah.
All right. Go look it up. So I guess you can't give that one a 10.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on Disney Plus and it's a series, I'll watch it. For sure. But yeah.
And last but not least, Star Wars Obi-Wan 10. Kenobi.
I saw that one, and that because I was like, you missed one. But yeah, no, that's I'll be watching that for sure because Ewan McGregor's coming back.
Not just Ewan McGregor.
Who else?
Oh, you don't know. I won't spoil for you then, but yeah, it's gonna be hot.
I thought it says Andor, not Endor. Yeah, it's Andor. Yes. I know what Endor is.
Yes, it is. It is Andor. It is not Endor. So
yeah, I know what Endor is. I don't know what Andor is.
Yes, Tyrus is fired for not listening. So. He's going to revoke your blurred card.
No. Yeah, the black nerd card. Oh,
yes. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing, so I guess you gotta be black to get that one.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, take it back. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. No, so, I know what Andor is. I didn't know what Andor is, so.
So yeah, there is so much coming out in 2022. That just trying to keep up with Marvel is going to be difficult, let alone trying to now mix in some DC, mix in some Star Wars. It's just, there is so much content now, and I'm not complaining. It's just, no. It's hard. It's hard to stay.
It is hard because everything came out so fast. Like just look in, so like the first 3 months is, and actually things got moved back. So, and that's, you know, like what Dumbledore and Sonic come out in April. You have in May, Doctor Strange, Maverick, John Wick, Super Pets, June, Jurassic World, Lightyear, Thor. Oh, I'm sorry. June, that's just in June. And in July is Thor and Black Adam, October, November. Has Flash and Wakanda, December has all these other things coming through. So yeah, it's gonna be, it's gonna be a lot. Actually, have you seen? I'm actually glad they're doing Sonic 2. I was wondering if they were gonna do that. I hadn't really, somehow I passed over it on that list. Because I saw the first Sonic, and actually, it was actually pretty decent.
So since our last. Since our last episode, there was the Video Game Awards as well, which were, I believe, last Thursday. And that's where there was a lot of huge groundbreaking news that came out of this event. It's an award show, but it's also really a time for game developers to showcase or announce new and upcoming games.
Is it like an E3 type and...
Yeah, kind of. E3 is usually more used to really show gameplay and stuff like that, where this event is really for like announcing a new game or game related type stuff. So this is where we actually saw the first trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog 2 dropped. Okay. And I didn't see one. I still haven't seen one. I'm probably gonna watch it now, but I saw the trailer for 2 and I was like, okay, this doesn't look terrible. It didn't look like Detective Pikachu, which is kind of what I expected the Sonic films to kind of feel or look like.
Okay. Wait a minute. Wait a second. I haven't finished watching Detective Pikachu because I was watching it on the plane. That actually wasn't horrible. Like, at least the parts that I saw wasn't horrible.
That's selling me. It wasn't horrible. That's a way to sell me. Good job.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if your kid's probably not into Pokemon or anything, because that's probably. But yeah, if you like Pokemon, then you know, Detective Pikachu is one of those things you'll probably enjoy somewhat. So,
and yeah, Steven calls out Sonic 2 trailer looks dope. Appearances by Tails and Knuckles. Yeah, and Tails is actually being voiced by the original voice actor of Tails from Sonic 2.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because Tails, Tails was actually in the at the end after, you know, they did a whole post credit scene for Sonic, the first one. So
again, so, yeah, haven't seen it. So spoiler, thank you.
But come on, that movie's been out for over a year now. Over two, it's almost 2 years old now.
I just had said not even 10, 15, 5 minutes ago, I said I hadn't seen it. So thanks. Thanks.
Oh, dude,
appreciate that. And Tyra says Sonic 1 was strictly Jim Carrey, reminded him a lot of the Ace Ventura days. Sonic 2 hopefully will be more of the same. So I hear, I have heard that, that Jim Carrey is fantastic in it, and it really harkens back to some of his classic comedic acting.
Oh, it does. So. It definitely does. Oh, that was, man, Jaleel White did the ABC, I think it was the ABC version cartoon back in the day.
Yeah. Yes.
That was a good Sonic. He did have a good Sonic voice.
So I mentioned the video game awards, and one of the reasons I also brought that up is because a huge for us, for you and me, huge announcement that was made and with some video footage, Star Wars Eclipse, new video game that is set in the High Republic era. And for those of you that don't know, Star Wars High Republic era is about 200-ish years before the Skywalker saga. So pretty much, yeah, it's a golden age of the galaxy.
Jedi. And
we likely won't see anyone in this game that we know except for one character. Know.
Yeah.
And that would be Yoda.
Yoda. Yeah.
Because he was
old.
Because he was alive and he was around. But the clip is amazing. I am super stoked.
Super the drum stoked. Stuff was dope.
Yeah. When the video clip first started and there's like, you know, a bunch of these dudes like banging on drums, I didn't know what it was. And I was about to start fast forwarding, but I'm glad I didn't because it was well worth it. So if you haven't had a chance to see that trailer, go check it out.
It's on our page. Idris Elba's gonna voice Knuckles, bro.
That's correct.
Knuckles is about to be so hard, man. That is the new. His voice is if in my opinion, is kind of like almost the new James Earl Jones type voice. Like that is the blackest voice. to put something on it. I mean, that's. His voice is amazing. I love Idris Elba's voice.
So I guess Morgan Freeman's out.
No, I still like Morgan Freeman, but like Idris Elba is like that new voice for so many different things.
And Steven calls out the new Sonic open world game that's in the works. I heard about it.
Oh,
I haven't enjoyed a Sonic game since probably Sonic and Knuckles. So
I tried this new one, like Sonic something or other, and your own character, and I was just like, I wasn't impressed by it. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound intriguing to me. So some things I've been posting lately and that you're going to see a lot more of are the Pearls of Wisdom with James Devereaux Lewis. Because James on this show has something profound to say. And I think that it's absolutely important and it's needed for our society to learn from these pearls of wisdom that James has to offer. So I hope that you enjoy these little snippets that we post here and there.
Take it out of context.
Some of them are, some of them aren't.
Some of them are.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. You are who you are.
That's true. You can't change this.
Don't want to. There's a reason that I do this show with you, my friend. Because you interest me. You entertain me. Sometimes intentionally, many times unintentionally. So you are my muse.
Okay, I guess I'll take
at least
it.
At least So I want to talk about
could pie. Be worse. Could be a lot. Pie. Like pie. The 3.14?
No. So you are a part of this. So you know what Bitcoin is, right?
Yes.
And you have joined my network for mining pie. Pie. So you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So for those of you that don't know, Pi is a digital currency that it really doesn't have much value right now, to be completely frank. But neither did Bitcoin 10 years ago. And what's really interesting about Pi is that you're able to mine for these units of Pi just through your phone. Every day you go in, you hit a button, and it mines for the next 24 hours. And the reason that I think it's important for people to get in on this is because it's actually thinning. The amount of Pi that is available is thinning. And what I have seen over the last 3 or 4 months is because the number of miners has gone up so significantly, the value of Pi has started to go up to the point where it's now valued at more than a penny a piece. Again, that doesn't sound impressive. I get it. But when you think you're earning this for doing nothing but hitting a button in an app every day, it is potentially going to be worth it. It may not be worth more than a dollar for the next year. But if it has any kind of decent traction, as most cryptocurrencies have over the last decade, get in now. There's a link up on our page. You know, please start mining. It's potentially free money. I don't know. I don't know what to say other than I've been doing it now for about a year and I have over 3,000 units of Pi myself. If I was to cash it out today, I'd get somewhere around, I think it's like $50 or something. Last I looked, but obviously I have no intention of doing that. If this thing goes anywhere in a positive direction,
we're going to ride it out.
Yeah, man. I mean, what do I have to lose at the end of the day? So, I do a couple of these. There's a couple different ones, but Pi is the one that I think is the most poised to see some growth over the next 6 months. So I'd really love to see all y'all out there listening, watching, get on the Pi bandwagon and start mining. I know Steven himself, he just joined. So thank you for getting on there.
How do I join? How do I get him in my circle too?
You don't. He's in mine. So sucks to be you. Steven says, you're my only black friend. And, yeah, I think right now, yes. I live in Northern Nevada. There's not a lot of black folk up here. So, you know, unfortunately, you remember when you were living out in Dayton with me and we looked at the demographics for the area and it was like 96% white, 2% Hispanic, and then the final 2% was like Asian and black?
It was like a mixture of every other...
Everything others. Else?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's not a lot of black folk up here in Northern Nevada.
In Reno, there's... In like the Reno area, there's a little bit more.
Maybe over near the college. I don't know. I've been downtown. I've been in the casinos downtown. I don't see a ton of local black folk, and that's okay. I'm not, you know, if they don't want to be here, I can't blame them. It's a very unique climate and atmosphere. So
yeah. We don't like the cold.
Tyrus said,
no, but I know.
Don't forget about me, fool. I never forgot about you, Tyrus. So it would be nice to see you. You should come up to Northern Nevada, increase the black population, and you could drive for the Reno Transit Authority.
Ooh.
They desperately need bus drivers. I keep hearing about it. Yeah, they're like having to cut down on routes and stuff. So and I hear their pension's pretty darn good. So Tyrus, make your way up here. I know you just bought a home, but you can get a lot more home up here. Trust me.
Oh, that's true. You most certainly can. Anyway,
So that's my rant on pie. So
pie.
One more thing about video games. Yes. You and I we are both huge Assassin's Creed fans.
I blame you for that. That's actually your fault because I played it. The first game I played was that on PlayStation? Or was that on Xbox?
It would have been on Xbox.
Yeah. So I remember I played the first one and got through that on Xbox. And then I started playing two and then we moved.
Yeah.
And so, and then after you got married for Christmas, you guys bought me the Ezio collection and the Americas collection. So that's Ezio is two, Brotherhood and Revelation. And then the Americas is three, Liberation, which I think Liberation might be an underrated game in general, but whatever. And then Black Flag. So, and after that, I was hooked pretty much after the first one. So,
So for those of you that are Assassin's Creed fans like us, you know that the last three games have kind of been tied in together,
right.
Origins, Odyssey, and Valhalla. They've kind of the current time story was all the same, kind of like the original games, the original five games all kind of followed along Desmond.
Yeah.
And even a couple of games after that followed Desmond, but primarily the first five games really followed him. Right. Well, what has just been announced is an Assassin's Creed crossover story. And what's really interesting about this to me is the fact that not only are they updating the most current game, Valhalla, with this update, but they're also updating an older game, Odyssey, with new content. That to me speaks volumes to Ubisoft and what they do. The fact that they still are keeping their servers for older games open so long to the point that they can do this kind of update.
That's crazy.
And I think it's going to be very interesting. So the concept is taking the main protagonist from Odyssey and the main protagonist from Valhalla and having them meet.
Except in at least in the preview, they're using Cassandra and the female version of Abel.
Yes, that is correct. So I don't know if it'll be exclusive to just that. I don't know if perhaps Alexios will be involved or if you can use the male version of Eivor. I'm not sure. Either way, it's going to be, I think it's pretty darn cool.
Oh, no. No, I mean, that's the thing is that the one thing with Odyssey is that I played through it as Alexios. So I don't know if the story, I mean, sure, the story pretty much stays the same with Cassandra, but.
I played through it as Cassandra, and
yeah.
I read about the differences, and there are differences between the two storylines. There's a lot of similarities. Okay. There are a lot of things that are identical, but there are differences. So so I don't know. I am excited to see how they do this. It makes a lot of sense
because
if you played Odyssey, you know that Cassandra
Eivor.
Yeah. Odyssey. If you play Odyssey, then you know
Cassandra,
that the protagonist, Cassandra or Alexios, they end up getting a staff that gives them the ability to live pretty much indefinitely as long as they have this staff. And so it makes a lot of sense that even though Odyssey takes place hundreds of years before Valhalla, that character could conceivably be there. Because as we know, also from Odyssey, the character, the protagonist from Odyssey, continues to live all the way up until current day.
Yeah.
So, I like I said, I'm super stoked for this. Being a huge Assassin's Creed fan, as I have been for over a decade, I've read books, I've played every game, I watched the movie. That was painful.
Yeah, the movie was a little rough. Did the not the the books. Oh no, there's a there's audio. I think an audio book of a story that they created. I can't remember. Oh, I wish I could remember the name of it. Right, now. I was listening to. I think you sent me the post for it. It was like a Ubisoft announcement thing a while back, and they were talking about. They were talking about some of the books, and they were talking about the mangas that they're doing and stuff like that. And so I was interested to hear that audio, the audio story that they have.
Yeah. So I'm definitely looking forward to a lot of the stuff Ubisoft is doing. There's been announcements for a game that's potentially coming out next year or the year after where yeah, we'll go into that more in another episode. Yeah. Cause we're winding down here. It's getting close to wrap up time. I did want to make sure that we call out the fact that Spider-Man comes out this weekend or comes out Thursday.
Yes.
Please, please, please. As I posted on our page from the cast of Spider-Man, no spoilers, James.
Bruh. I only stuff that's old. So You say I spoiled something a while back, but I don't remember. And anything that I spoil now is probably like, you know, it's older. Oh, happy birthday, Steven.
Indeed, indeed. Tyrus also calls out the God of War game series, which
God of War has been dope too.
Yes. It's no Assassin's Creed.
I haven't played the last one, but that's actually more Norse mythology. So,
very quick story. I remember when I used to live with Tyrus a very long time ago, and Tyrus used to hole up in his room for long periods of time playing God of War. So he's been playing that game series for a long time.
Yeah, so. Like I've actually there's one installment of that game that I'm stuck on. And so I'm trying to find ways through, trying to find ways through it, but no luck as of yet.
So no spoilers, James. No spoilers, yeah, anyone. No. Please,
yeah.
Let's all enjoy this film together or individually.
You're going on Sunday. You're going on Saturday. I'm going on Sunday.
Yes, I'm going first showing Saturday morning. I will be avoiding the internet like a plague.
Like a plague.
I'll be avoiding it like it's COVID. So yeah, keep it real, keep it relevant. So I'll be avoiding that this pretty much starting Thursday. You probably won't see me online. Yeah. But I look forward to on Tuesday coming back here and at least saying, go see it or whatever, but we won't give anything away. I feel like we'll do a 2-week buffer. We'll give folks 2 weeks.
That's what we've been doing. That's what we've been doing. Speaking of buffers, how you been liking Hawkeye?
I enjoy it. I like what they're doing with it. I feel like I'm confused as to how they're going to wrap everything up with a nice bow in the last two episodes because there's only two more to go.
Right, and there's a lot. There seems like there's a lot to go. Yeah.
Yeah, and this last episode was great. You know, with some of the surprises and twists. Again, I'm not going to give any spoilers away yet, but. I'm enjoying it. My wife, she thinks it's meh. She's not enjoying it. She feels like it's too actiony. She loved WandaVision. She thought it was a great series. She enjoyed Loki. She thought it was a great series. But she's not enjoying this one.
She likes the talkies then.
I think she prefers more storylines that are character development, growth, things like that than action storylines. Like she definitely didn't enjoy Falcon Winter Soldier as much. And so I get it. She loves the Marvel films in general, except for those, you know, 15, 20 minutes where it's just action fight scenes. She doesn't enjoy those a ton.
So the end of end.
Yeah. Well, the last hour of Endgame, right? Cause that fight seemed.
That, Yeah, that's true. That was the forever fight scene. But yes. I've actually thoroughly enjoyed it. One of my buddies, Jim. We talk once, twice a week. He's like, I'm done with Marvel, man. I'm like, shit, you ain't done with Marvel. You know, you'll go see it. He's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. And I'm like, bro, just stop. You know you like this stuff, and the series have gone, they've gone a little bit slower, but I've enjoyed all the series so far. So I'm really excited to see what they do and how, you know, these characters are going to be more tied into the bigger universe as a whole. So
yeah, no, I'm definitely interested to see where all of this goes and what happens. I think it's a fantastic show. I think Marvel overall is a fantastic group. So
Hey, you got our look, the new print up there.
Yep, you like that?
Yeah, that is. You guys probably can't see it. We'll get it posted on our page. But that was done by one of our listeners. He also is in our fantasy league, Mike Leone. I used to work with this guy, and he started. Go to his Instagram page. We'll post that too. Cloned One Art, I believe it's his Instagram handle. I love his stuff. He's done some great stuff. These chimps are like his new line of things that I would like to see more of. So he created one for us, Fat and Black, with the first one was spray cans, and I was like, yo, let's get can we get mics on there? And he was like, what kind of mics? I was like, you know, handheld, wired. And he was like, got you. And so he made that for us. And so so Mike, definitely appreciate you for that. So make sure you hit up his Instagram page at Cloned One Art. I believe
that is correct. Cloned One Art.
Yeah, that's the name. Okay.
So
check him out.
So yeah, we hope you enjoy this new multi-platform experience that we're moving towards. We hope that you enjoy the backgrounds, the overlays, the logos. You know, we're going to be trying this new stuff out, and thank you, Facebook, for forcing our hand.
you did this.
Yeah. So, you know, this week, It's been real. It's been fun. But it hasn't been real fun.
Nah. Nah.
So
it's always good. But you know what? I'm actually kind of digging this new platform, bro. Cause we can reach, if we can get to all, we can get on all our pages at once. That's ridiculous. That is money.
Yeah. That's why we paid money. But
yes. You know. Yeah, we did. But, you know, we've been doing this long enough. I mean, I didn't realize we're coming up on a year, bro.
Just a couple more months. Yep.
Just a couple more months and we're coming up on a year. So I know, Steven, I think you've been rolling with this since
pretty much the get-go.
Almost the start. Brian, I haven't seen him for a few weeks, but I know he's busy doing a show and stuff. So.
The other nice thing about this format is that we have the ability to bring in people very easily. So if we wanted to add in, you know, let's say Tyrus. Hey, Tyrus, we want you to join us for a segment where we talk about God of War because you're all about that ish. I could easily send him an invite. Boom.
Oh, you are here.
Give him the link. You know, get him on. Oh, Brian is there. Hey, Brian, nice to check in. Good to see you. You know, if we wanted to bring in Steven and be like, hey, Steven, let's talk about your times working with James at Red Robin. And, you know, boom, there we go. We got Steven in. So it's really nice platform that gives us the ability to engage with a lot of people in a very easy way. You know, the Facebook just was not conducive to the platform, unfortunately.
And you know, and also this is nice too, because there's people that I know that they don't have, they first, actually I know, understand a lot of reasons why they don't have Facebook. So they weren't able to, I would talk to them about the show and I would tell them about the show, but they had no real way. Now with this, we can put it on YouTube and they're there live and participate there as well. On Twitter, they can watch live and participate. I don't really know who is on Twitter and not on Facebook, but you know, it's an option there. So yeah, that's nice. That's really nice.
So it is the way of the future. You know, we're growing and developing as we're doing this thing. And, you know, if y'all have ideas, suggestions on how to keep this thing improving,
please
send them our way.
Send them.
We're open to criticisms, good, bad, indifferent. But I think it is time to call this a show. And, we definitely need James to fix his Wi-Fi. I agree. He's got good signal strength right now, according to what I'm seeing.
But... I'm actually using my hotspot instead of my home Wi-Fi. So,
way to just slam things around by your microphone. That's great.
I didn't mean to. That slipped.
Sure.
But anyways.
So thank you all for joining us. It's been fun, it almost feels like our first show again because we're trying out this new stuff.
Yeah, it felt good.
So
in a cold spot get here. Steven got the jokes.
That was Steven's one funny for the day. Good job, Steven.
Yeah.
So anyways. I'm gonna wrap it up. I'm gonna end this thing. So I hope y'all enjoyed, and we'll see you real soon.